Hi, this is Orlando Jordan, your all-star heavyweight champion, and you listen to the podcast with no name.
Welcome to the podcast with no name. We've got something a little bit different. Tonight we are at the iconic Padstow RSL and we are looking at All Star Wrestling Australia. We've got a few interviews from the wrestlers and we're going to get here and enjoy the show and have a bit of a chat with the guys afterwards. So settle in and have a listen to the podcast with no names, All Star Wrestling Australia Extravaganza.
Here with Orlando Jordan, current heavyweight champion of All Star Wrestling. It's such a treat for us as fans to come out here and have guys of your caliber here, Orlando. How are you feeling the love in the room when you come out here?
Absolutely. That's why I keep coming. I absolutely love it. It's an amazing crowd at All Star Wrestling, and if you haven't experienced it, you should definitely come.
Awesome, mate. Look, we know you travel a long way. You're living in Melbourne at the moment, is that right?
Yes, I do. I live in Melbourne.
It's such an honour to have you come up all that way just to show us what you can do, man. And from the bottom of everyone's heart here, we want to thank you for everything you've done and everything you've given us over the years. It's an honour.
Well, I appreciate it, and I want to thank everybody here, all the fans that's come out and to watch us wrestle. I thank them for having me, allowing me to come out and do what I love doing.
Thanks for your time.
Hello, this is B-Boy from All Star Wrestling Australia. You are listening to the podcast with no name.
Okay, we're sitting here with All Star Wrestling champion B-Boy. Just wondering, your antennas, they're looking a bit more erect than they normally do. Have you had some work done to the headpiece?
Yes, I had to substitute my old mask with the antennas, and I got an antenna lift for tonight's special occasion for the Rumble.
Antenna lift, that is awesome, B-Boy. How long have you actually been wrestling?
I had my first professional wrestling match on December 2nd or 3rd, I can't remember exactly, December 2nd or 3rd, 2011.
Unbelievable. I watch you guys fly through the air and just wonder how you don't injure yourself. Do you have a good chiropractor?
I actually do have a good, I don't have a good chiropractor, but I do see a sports massage therapist every 2 weeks. I actually saw him for two hours today before the show.
It's absolutely amazing what you guys do here, the athleticism and the way you just get the crowd into it. And afterwards, the way you treat the kids, it's just amazing. You're a bit of a crowd favourite here, and the kids come up and they buy the shirts and everything. It's amazing to watch. How do you feel about that?
I'm just incredibly lucky because some of the wrestlers, they come out and they get, you know, a little bit of a reaction, but every single time I just try to put, you know, my best foot forward and try to make as many people as happy as possible. And I don't know, I just try to give back as much as I can.
Absolutely. We every time we come here, mate, it's always a pleasure to see you wrestle and wish you all the best. Thanks for talking to us on the podcast with no name.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Hello, this is Brian Kendrick and you are listening to a podcast with no name.
Hey, this is Eugenie. I'm the new Women's All-Star Wrestling Australia champion. I am the Golden Barty and known as the Alpha of Culture. And today you are listening to the podcast with no name.
We're standing here with Eugenie, the brand new Women's Champion for All-Star Wrestling. Nice show tonight.
Thank you so much.
How's it feel like finally getting that belt?
Oh, I tell you, I've worked really hard for this. I set a goal. I, you know, put in the work.
You did so well, and we're real proud to have you as our champion now.
Thank you so much. That's awesome to hear. It's, you know, I'm going to do my best, but there's big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. I'm sure she's going to be pushing for a rematch.
And I'll be here ready anytime, any place, name it. I'll be there.
Good stuff. Well, thanks for talking to us, Eugenie. I'm sorry to take up all your time, but real pleasure. Thanks again.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you so much. Nice to meet you guys. Hey guys, this is Jasmine Brattle here, and you're listening to the best podcast, the podcast with no name.
We're here with Jasmine Brattle at the All-Star Wrestling Championships tonight. Lost the title tonight, unfortunately. How long do you think it'll be before you get it back again?
Oh, just give me like a week and it'll be back around my waist where it belongs.
She's a pretty formidable opponent, Eugenie, isn't she?
You know what? I have to give it to her. Like, I don't like her whatsoever, but she's a freaking tough chick. So, I mean, she just outbested me tonight, unfortunately. But it doesn't mean that it's the end of me being the champ, and I'm still, still going to soldier on and kill, like, any opponent that comes my way, so.
Awesome. Look, we've been following you guys for years, and you're always going to be our champion, Jasmine. So thanks for the interview.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. You guys are the best.
Mesdames et messieurs, I am the puppeteer from All Star Wrestling, and I listen to the podcast with no name.
Hey guys, Mike Batherboy here from All Star Wrestling. I'm here on the podcast with no name, my favorite podcast, the podcast with no name.
Hi, this is your favourite ring announcer from All Star Wrestling, ring announcer Phil. You're listening to the podcast with no name.
Hi, this is Jack Dullahan from All Star Wrestling Australia, and I listen to the podcast with no name.
This is Big Keegsy B, Keegan Brettle from All Star Wrestling Australia, and you're listening to the podcast with no name.
Now, just as a bit of a explanation, I've asked Jasmine and Keegan exactly the same questions, and we're going to find out if their answers are similar. Being a married couple with a child, you kind of get used to living together, but let's see exactly how well they know each other.
We're here with Jasmine Brattle, a former champion, soon to be newly crowned champion. Just got a couple of questions for you for the podcast with no name. What attracted you to wrestling? Was it the athleticism, the skills, or the chiseled men?
Oh, a bit of everything, to be honest. But I've actually been a big wrestling fan since I was 5 years old. And to be honest, I just felt like, I don't know what it was, but I'd watch them and I'm like, oh my God, I idolized them and I wanted to be like them. And then one day I just took the plunge and I started wrestling myself, and it made me love it so much more.
Oh, that's awesome. I was actually going to ask you, are you a fan of big time USA style wrestling of the WWE and the old WWF?
Yeah, I actually grew up watching WCW back in the day. And then obviously when it was bought out by WWF, I went and started watching WWF and never looked back, to be honest. It was the best. I still watch it now even, but yeah, I loved it so much growing up.
When did you decide you wanted to try your hand at wrestling?
Look, to be honest, when I was like 6, I would tell my dad I was going to be a wrestler, and he would say, oh, okay, yeah, sure, no worries. Like, knowing that it probably wouldn't happen. And then I think it's something I always thought about for a long time. And then one day I thought I'd just take the plunge, and I decided to sign up for wrestling school and haven't looked back. That was 2015, and here I am.
Can you tell our listener about All-Star Wrestling Australia, the stuff we do here at Padstone?
Well, All-Star Wrestling Australia is one of the best wrestling companies in Australia by far. We have such an awesome roster here. We have, obviously, Keegan Brattle. We have awesome people like Caesar, B-Boy. You know, we've got Jack Dullahan. We've got so many amazing talent. But one thing I love is the fact that, you know, you've got a really amazing group of guys and girls, and whether you've come to one show or come to 100, you know what's going on. There's an awesome story that's being told. It's such a great time for everyone involved as well, and it's a great family-friendly event.
Absolutely. Now, All-Star Wrestling, it's building really nicely here at the iconic Padstow RSL, and the crowd absolutely loves you guys. What happens when we outgrow this place? Is it Combank Stadium or Acor Stadium next?
Oh, definitely Acor, you know, because we've got to have those corporate suites. But I guess, look, at the moment, everyone loves it here because it's really convenient. You know, no matter where you're sitting, you can see everything that's going on in the ring. And then when the time comes, we'll definitely try and find something suitable, but also that's good for the fans. Like, at the end of the day, we want to make sure the fans are happy, so...
Absolutely. Like, the show is always incredible, and like your sense of timing and precision is... it's really something to behold. But sometimes it goes wrong. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Oh my goodness. If I could go on with the list of my injuries, but definitely the worst one I had was I dislocated my elbow a couple of years ago. And that one was very, very painful. I got told at the hospital that having a dislocated elbow is actually worse than giving birth to twins.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it was worse than giving birth to a baby, to be honest. Like, it was the worst pain I ever had. It took a long time to rehab, but very grateful that, you know, I was able to heal it and now I'm still able to wrestle, so.
Oh, good stuff. Now, one for the fans at home. Where did you and Keegan meet?
We met in a wrestling show. I was a trainee. I started going to local shows because I wanted to kind of, you know, just meet different people and sort of suss it out a bit more. And Keegan was actually wrestling and, you know, we met each other, became friends, and we kind of went from there. And, you know, 9 years later, here we are still.
Amazing. Would you encourage your kids to follow in your footsteps?
Oh, 100%. Jordan actually knows how to bump. And that's, yeah, just by himself. We never taught him. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we just want to make sure something that Keegan and I both agreed on is if he's passionate about wrestling, we are totally for it. We support him. If he's not, we would never force it on him either. So,
that's beautiful. Now, the next show is the 11th of May back here at the iconic Padstow RSL. Have you got a message for our listener out there?
Well, guys, you definitely do not want to miss out on this one because I know for a fact that it is going to be such an awesome, fun show. Especially now you've got Keegan Brettle, who is the most amazing heavyweight champion in All Star history. So definitely don't want to miss out, guys.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jasmine. We really appreciate you helping us out here on the podcast with No Name. And we'll see you on the 11th of May.
Definitely see you guys there. Thanks so much for having me.
The podcast with No Name, we're here with newly crowned heavyweight champion Keegan Brettle. Keegan, number one, what attracted you to wrestling? Was it the athleticism, the skills, or the chiseled men?
It's definitely not the chiseled men. I'd say the athleticism. It's a tricky question to answer because I love everything, to be honest. But I think the athleticism, the way they move their bodies, I love all sports. I love, obviously, entertainment too, but the way they move their bodies and can, make it, you know, do what we do. It's the ultimate form of athleticism to me.
Were you a fan of the big USA-style wrestling, like WWE and the old WWF?
Oh, of course, 100%. That's what I was brought up on. That's what I love.
When did you first decide you wanted to try your hand at wrestling?
I was about 6 years old. I decided I wanted to become a professional wrestler. So I got into it when I was about 14 and took a break when I was 16 and partied a little bit. Took it back up when I was 19. And I've been at it since I'm 29 now, about to turn 30. So it's taken up a lot of my life.
You're still a young man, mate. You got a few years ahead of you yet.
Let me cut you off. My knees don't feel very young.
Can you tell our listener a little bit about All-Star Wrestling Australia?
All-Star Wrestling Australia is the best traditional professional wrestling company in Australia, in my opinion. Now, that's just a fact, to be honest. Look, myself, guys like Mike Valuable, J-Law, Johnny Starr, Tony Cruz, The Puppeteer, the list goes on, man. And that's, you know, just the surface of it. But it's the best form of entertainment there is, the best form of athleticism, sports, the stories, the characters. You get everything when you come here to Padstow and any of our shows all across New South Wales or Australia. We have everything for everyone. So if you like beer, you like puppets, you like hot girls, you like big, thick, meaty men, then we got it for you.
Absolutely. Look, All-Star's building nicely here at the iconic Padstow RSL. And the crowd absolutely loves you guys. What happens when we outgrow this place? Is it CommBank Stadium or Acor Stadium next?
Well, easy, mate. I'm thinking Kudos Bank Arena first. But look, you know, sky's the limit. I really think with the crew we have and the brain powers behind it too, he doesn't like to reap the benefits of, all our great shows. But the boss behind it and the brains behind it all, Mitch, he's very smart. And without him, you know, I mean, it takes, you know, a big brain to run everything, you know, especially an operation like this.
Very nice fella too, just quietly. The show's always incredible. Your sense of timing and precision's really something to behold, but sometimes it does go wrong. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
So I've had to have shoulder reconstruction. Nearly I retired because of that. There's, you know, a real thing that happened to me. So yeah, being out for 6 months because of shoulder operation, and I've had probably more than 15 concussions. My knee, yeah, I know, I'm fried all the time. My knees are pretty bad all the time. Tonight, even like right now, standing, it's hurting talking to you. So yeah.
My God, that's horrible, man. Now, I asked Jasmine these exact same questions. Where did you and Jasmine meet?
We met at the North Ride RSL in, that was quick, wasn't it? I know, because it's correct, brother. It's all real to me, damn it. August or July or September 2015 at the North Ride RSL. It was an IWA show, and I wrestled Tyson Gibbs. I took a cutter. When I jumped off the top rope, she saw it, she was impressed, and she said, that's the man I want to have my child.
You're not going to be in trouble. That's exactly the answer she gave me too. Would you encourage your kids to follow in your own footsteps?
Oh, 100%. My wife is a professional wrestler. I'm a professional wrestler, and I'd love for my son to be a professional wrestler. And if we have any more kids, hell yeah, let's do a whole family. Let's get a stable, get some more championships. That's more of an opportunity for a Brettle to get to the WWE, so let's do it.
She was telling me he's got a few moves already.
He does. He's better than me, I'll tell you that.
Now, the next show is May 11th, we believe. Right here at the iconic Padstow RSL, have you got a message for the listener? Are you going to insert that flag into Johnny Starr?
I've already inserted that flag into Johnny Starr. He's got a few up there at the moment, I think, that he needs to pull out. But J-Law approached me at the bar tonight while I was trying to have some fun and have a drink with a puppeteer. Congratulations, Pup, on your Eastern States Championship win. That was amazing.
How good was that?
The roof nearly came off the place. But J-Law got in our business, got in my business specifically, so I do have a bone to pick with him. And on May 11th, I'll be back, and I'll be looking for J-Law.
Good stuff, Keegan. Look, on behalf of all the listeners to the podcast with no name, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to you hanging on to that belt for quite some time.
Thank you, mate. Let me just say, you never settle being a Brettle, but it ain't easy being Keegsy.
We hope you enjoyed our All-Star Wrestling Australia special. I hope you can get over here and join the guys in person on May 11th, 2024, of course, at the iconic Padstow RSL Club. If you'd like to drop us an email at the podcast with no name, you can send it to podnoname@gmail.com. You can also make a donation to us, help keep our show going, on our Patreon page at patreon.com/podnoname. We'd like to thank you very much for joining us, and hopefully you'll join us again next time.